Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. You can reach us on Facebook at Barbecue Shop Talk. Also, you can watch, check us out on BarbecueShopTalk.com, BarbecueSuperstars.com anytime. And our calling number tonight is 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. We want to feature a few folks here right up front, our sponsors. Barbecue Superstars, of course, have been good to us, Daryl Mass, this year, allowing us to do a show here, and we are real appreciative for that. The South Carolina Pork Board has teamed up with us to do a class, and another class next month, FFA, down in Hilton Head, so we're excited about that. Divine Design, Dee Luke is right here in Columbia. She does anything from label design for any of you out there with sauces and labels out on the market or wanting to put them on the market, as well as any marketing info that you may need. She can help with layout design on anything. I can tell you, next month we actually have Jennifer coming in with a social media campaign. She'll be handing out tips first of the month, checking back the end of the month to see how they work for us and some others out there. So we encourage you call in, tell all your friends to check us out. After the first year, we've got some exciting things coming up, some cooking classes. We have a couple guys calling in to tell about theirs, and Tim and I will be discussing the Barbecue Shop Talk classes coming up as well. Our cook team of the week, Lang Smokers, Brad Kay. I think we talked about him last week. We're going to feature him again because he had a little impromptu rib throwdown this week, and we want to talk about that a little bit as well. And Brian Teague is here with his class. I think Garland's called in, and we also have Chef Mejong from down in Aiken. She'll be joining us here in just a little bit. Tim and I had an opportunity to go down and cook with her within the last 2 weeks and do a special for New Year's Day. So I'm excited she took time out of her busy schedule to call in and talk with you guys tonight. Maury Thomas with SCBA will be reaching out to us a little later tonight to talk about some of the new point systems and what they have coming up after the first of the year. But as always, Tim has some opening words. So, Tim.
Yes, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Thursday's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk, where we always like to say the fastest half hour in barbecue. Got a packed show for you. I know Mark is always gracious to run down a list of sponsors, but I would also like to publicly thank Mark and all the folks on Smoking Coals for sponsoring us during the 2012 season and continuing their support into 2013. Can't tell you folks how much of a blessing it's been to have Smoking Coals on as a sponsor for JT's Barbecue. It's been great. Looking forward to it, and I tell you, we couldn't pull off these wins without you. Looking at the SCBA calendar like we always do at the start of the show, January 19th, we do have a marshals meeting for all the SCBA judges and marshals. It's going to be at the Maurice's Barbecue on January 19th at 11 a.m., so check your events tab for more information. February 2nd, judges seminar in Aiken, South Carolina. So if you're wanting to join the SCBA, please contact Lake High on how to join, and he'll send you some information on registering for the judges seminar. And the first contest of the year is going to be the Band's Brews and Barbecue at Port Royal, South Carolina, February 22nd through the 23rd. So that's a quick look at the calendar. Mark?
We're going to bring Chef Mejong in. She's down in Aiken and does a television show. She's just wrapping up her third season. You and I had an opportunity to go down within the last 2 weeks here and cook with her. So we wanted to bring her on. She's also doing an article here and said she wanted to feature us. So I sent my photo and your mugshot, and I think that'll work for our article. So anyway, Chef, you on the line?
I am. How you all doing?
We're doing great. I hope the rain's passed you down there already. I know it's raining pretty heavily up here.
It has been raining, but we need it.
Well, Chef, I just want to say, though, this is JT. We had a great time cooking with you down there in Aiken, South Carolina, and just a beautiful home, beautiful setup for everything you do with the Aiken Standard down there. I've had the opportunity to go online and view some of your previous shows, and just super impressed with all the food that you turn out down there. So really looking forward to getting the barbecue episode up so folks can just can kind of see what we did. And we had a great time down there cooking with you.
It was a real blessing meeting both of you. I just loved it. It was a lot of fun to do the show with you. And you taught me a lot of things about barbecue.
Well, great. Well, for our listeners who may not know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what you're doing with Cooking with Mad John and Friends?
I am in my, well, I've ended my third season, and we'll be starting a fourth season in January. And let's see, what do I do? I'm a recipe developer. I have a e-book out called Mad John Holiday, which they can get on iTunes. For your iPad. I also produce a pasta gravy, a salsa, and a cake syrup, which I understand one of you tried the cake syrup. How was it?
It was awesome. I actually did. When I left the shoot that day, and this is not a lie, folks, I went straight home and did the pineapple upside down cake and also did the hash brown casserole, and I used the cake syrup as a simple syrup, and I just kind of layered it over the coconut before I poured my batter in and loved it. And this may not go together, but I had pineapple upside down cake with a side of hash brown casserole and chips and salsa for dinner. It was great. Loved the salsa as well. It was awesome. So thank you so much for sending us home with some gifts.
Well, you're so welcome, and I thank both of you. It was a real blessing having you on the show. And I think that's going to air next Monday, but I'm not the one in control of that right now. However, they will be able to view it on the web, you know, at aikenstandard.com. And Cooking with Mad John, they can go keep up with it also on my fan page on Facebook.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is how can folks follow you? I understand you got a great blog spot going on. Is it should they just go to your Facebook page, or is there a website that they should go to?
Well, the website is not up and running anymore. It kind of got hijacked.
I'm
in the process of redoing.
I've been there.
But anyway,
I've been there.
Yeah, they can go to Facebook and type in Cooking with Mad John and Friends. Or if you just type in my chef name, Mad John, on Google, you'll find me.
Yeah, I was going to spell it for you, folks, and that's M-A-D-J-O-N, Cooking with Mad John and Friends. Now, what do you have coming up for your shows and your schedule in the maybe the first part of 2013? What can we look forward to?
Well, what I hope you'll be looking forward to is more of me. No, I'm joking.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to doing some more radio interviews, which I have a couple more of those lined up. More of the television, but I'd like to do more of going out and interviewing with people, you know, in like in either even their homes or in the restaurants, which I've done that in the past. And I'd like to interview more South Carolina Specialty Foods Association people.
Well, that sounds great. And I know you had a successful restaurant down there in Aiken, and now you've moved on to a different venture. Now, do I understand, are you doing catering, or are you strictly as kind of a private party chef type thing, or are you advertising your catering right now?
I am doing catering. I do private chefing, and I also do cooking lessons for
FYI. Awesome. Well, folks,
and,
I tell you.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell her that's a package right there. They definitely need to get on Facebook and definitely like your page and get some more information on that.
Well, I enjoy what I do. You know, the food industry is the hardest job I have ever had to do. It is. It is. And it's the most rewarding job you'll ever have.
It definitely is. I love to see
the
smiles on
eat.
The faces of people. Yeah.
You get to meet all kinds of people, and everybody has been real receptive to me. They're very nice, and I just love it. I thank everybody, like my fans. They're my friends and part of my family.
Well, thank you for letting us become part of your family and coming down there and cooking with you in Aiken. I know I speak for Mark when I say we certainly enjoyed it, and we look forward to coming down there and visiting with you again. And, folks, if you just tune in, we're talking with Chef Mad John from Mad John Cooking with Friends. You definitely want to go to Facebook and check her out or Google her name, M-A-D-J-O-N. I know if you go to YouTube, there's some videos from some previous aired shows. If you go to Aiken the Standard, I know there's some archived shows there as well. And we just want to thank you for taking time out tonight and calling in. We look forward to having you back on the show. And, Mark, do you have any questions before we say goodnight?
I just want to tell you, Chef, my house is always open to you. If you want to go out and do something special, you're welcome to come to my place. It's about an hour, 10 minutes for you, and about an hour and a half for Tim to get up here. So we can film something at my place. You are welcome anytime.
Well, you know, honey, I'm going to check you up on that. And yeah. I want to tell you congratulations on winning Best of the Best.
I appreciate that. We're going to mention that and kind of go over some of the other winners and the different categories that was there a little later on. So, again, we thank you for joining us. Looking forward to coming down, maybe doing something else with you. We discussed a barbecue competition in your front yard. I've got two teams that are willing to come. So we can have a block party at your place soon, I'm sure.
We can have a block party here, or maybe I can talk the Aiken Standard into letting us do it there.
Oh,
and get a lot more.
Absolutely, I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in,
too.
Yep.
And I like all the advice about not using, about using different types of wood when you're barbecuing. I love that idea.
Oh, well, great. Thank you so much. Now, the only stipulation I would have is if we come down there, you have to maybe do another pineapple upside down cake because it was awesome. Loved it.
Well, how about if I make you another awesome recipe?
Okay, there you go. All right.
I'll do that for you. And thank you so much, guys. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
thanks,
to
Jeff.
You. Good night.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
She's an absolute hoot. Had a lot of fun with her down there. The one thing that always puzzled me, she kept saying angel. She'd look at you and I and say angel this and angel that. I was like, well, who's she talking to? So.
Well, I assume she was talking to me.
Yeah, well, maybe she was.
Maybe she was. She just didn't know me well enough yet, I guess.
Anyway,
that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
Our first caller is in here now, Brian Teague. He's got a class coming up here real soon, and he's been waiting patiently for a few minutes here, and we want to go ahead and get him on. And Brian, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing good, bud. It's nice to talk to you and Tim. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple of weeks now, so I want to wish all of you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The holiday season is right on us. Thank you for having me on the show.
Not a problem. You've got a class coming up. Is it in January?
Yes, it is. We call it a whole hog demonstration put on by Up and Smoke. It's me and Sherry, my wife, we're a husband and wife team, and there was enough interest out there and enough people aggravating us that we feel part of the competitions and the backgrounds is going away, and so we wanted to kind of do our part and try to see if we could keep it kicking and rolling. And we decided to put on a class January the 26th in McConnell's, my hometown where I grew up. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's easy to get there and easy to find. It will be an all-day demonstration where we will go over selecting hogs, trimming, injecting, rubbing, final prep, cook times. Once it's done, we will do meat selections of where to pull the meat from to build the box. We will actually build a competition box on site, and most of the time we have 5, 6, 7, 8 judges on hand. We will have an in-depth discussion of, what we put in the box, why we put it in the box, what they think about it, why they scored it, what they did. So it's going to be kind of the backyard guy can enjoy it because he can do a pig for a party, or the competition guy can enjoy it because we're going to really tie some box building into it and talk to some judges. So we're looking forward to it, and also we've added a bonus to it, St. Louis-style ribs and baby backs. We've had a lot of requests that people want to talk about baby backs because we don't do a lot of baby backs in competition, but, a lot of people cook them in their backyard, so they want to know timelines and meat selections and seasonings and sauces for that, so we decided to add that to the class as a bonus added. So, and what we've done is we want to make it a husband and wife friendly demonstration. So we've if the husband pays, the wife comes free, or if the wife pays, the husband comes free. We want to get the spouses involved I've had a blast cooking with my wife. We've had a good time for the last couple of years, and I'd like to see get more husband and wife teams out there. So that's kind of our part that we threw out there to try to get more husband and wife teams involved.
I think that sounds like an exciting class. Unfortunately, we're booked up that day to be at a different event, and but we're going to send some rubs and sauces up to help with the class and all. And I know you've been pretty successful with the whole hog events, and I know you turn out some great ribs. I've had them a number of times, so I wish I could make the class. But hey, I'll take a rain check for the next one. How about that?
You got it, partner. Like to, and I'd like to reiterate what Tim had said early in the show about thanking up in smoking coals and Buzz Butt Dust for the sponsorship that you give us in 2012. We're really, really appreciative of the sauces and the rubs that you guys sponsor us and help us along the way. And, it's an awesome product, and we enjoy using it. And that will be one of the highlights at the class is the smoking coal sauce and rubs.
And we're always excited just to be a part of it. It's good to be with folks like Tim and yourself that the Whole Hog Masters, as well as just pushing some sauce for us. And, that and the runs being successful, it's really helped us along. And the friendship's more important than the barbecue or the sauces or anything. But I know we wish you a Merry Christmas and tell Sherry the same and the family. And we're happy you called in. And give us a call back in another week or so. Next week's going to be recorded, but the week after that, give us a call. We'll keep this in front of all our listeners, and I'm sure Tim's got something since he's a whole hog kind of guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually just bought a new pit from John Haney, and it's a custom hog cooker just for doing a few whole hog events that we have left on the SCBA calendar. So definitely going to be putting those on my list to do, because I just love doing whole hogs for not just competition, but even for catering. Down here, I can get a pretty good price on a whole hog, so if I hit over 100 people, instead of butts, I just do a hog. So looking forward to putting that pit out there in action. So looking forward to the season.
Like I said, we were lucky enough to have some good luck with some whole hog competitions, and they're kind of going away. There's only two or three on the whole schedule for the year, so
yep.
kind of like to keep the interest out there and keep it in front of folks, because it's a lot of work to do a whole hog, but it's a lot of fun to do a whole hog as well.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Brian, it was always great talking to you. Hang on a little bit. We got Maury on the line. We might bring you back in and have a little round table here real quick, okay?
Sounds good.
Hey, we got a caller, Garland's on the line, too. I know he's got something coming up, I think, in February. Let's let him tell you, everyone out there, a little bit about his class coming up, and then we'll bring Maury in for a little bit and bring Garland and Brian back, and we'll talk a little bit of SCBA points. How about that? Garland?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back on board. I appreciate everything you guys have done for us also in the 2012 season. Just the sauces and rubs, first class, you're winning the best of the best. Mark is well deserved. I'm glad to finally get the recognition you deserve there. We got a class coming up February 16th, and we are looking to fill that class up like we have in the past. And we do a lot of, like I said, start from the raw product, which are four basic meat groups, all the way from chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket. And we're going to give you hands on with your pork butts. Give you hands-on with the ribs and give you hands-on with the chicken. I think that's the best way to learn. And we're a pleasure to have JT come on board with us and teach a couple lessons. And we're very pleased with the exposure we got last week with the gift certificates. We managed to sell several of them. And we just want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And keep it safe. And that's one of the things we're going to look forward to in 2013 is having another successful class.
Good deal. It's always great talking to you, Garland. I'm going to mute you for a minute. We're going to bring Maury in here, and we've got a couple of announcements. We'll probably come back and have a little round table to finish out the show, okay?
Sounds great.
Hey, Maury.
Yeah, good evening. How's everybody?
Good. For all our listeners out there, this is Maury Thomas. He's a board member, and I think you head the board up for the South Carolina Barbecue Association, and known each other for a number of years, and it's always good to talk to you anytime, but I'm happy you had a chance to to call in tonight. Tim and I will ask you a few questions, I think, about the new point system and what the SCBA has in store for next year. You got any opening words?
Sure. Sure. We got here I am talking with four of the very best cooks I know, so I'm a fish out of water. I'm not a cook. I'm a judge. But I hopefully I'll add a little bit of balance to the conversation tonight, Mark. And we just appreciate the opportunity to call in, represent the SCBA, the Barbecue Association. We've made some significant changes here with our formatting this year, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell you about that.
Well, Tim, you got a couple questions for Maury on the points and all?
Yeah, actually, let's have kind of more just kind of give us an overview. From what I understand, it looks like we're going back to maybe the original point system that we had back 05, 06 when I won it. Looks like then it was the top six contest, but it looks like now it's going to be the top 12 actual scores that you get in the what we call the main meat category, so either be whole hog or pork or Boston butts. It looks like it's going to be the top 12, so you do your very best, you cook 12, and then if you don't like your scores, you just keep cooking it, and the lowest ones drop off. Is that my understanding?
That's right, Tim, exactly right. Back when you won the NBA awards back in, was it 2006, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have as many events as we do now. We had, I think back then we might have had 12 to 15 events, Tim, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Is that about right, Tim? Somewhere
yeah,
in that range?
That's about right. I think it was 15 events that year.
Yeah, yeah. So now we've over doubled that. We're looking at about 36 events. We just had a new one come on in Spartanburg. We just had a new one, so we're looking at 36, 37 so far. Could even be more. So our board had an in-depth discussion. We looked at things realistically from a cooker standpoint. Brian Teague, we're talking to tonight, was instrumental in doing that, as well as Garland, who brought a lot of these good concepts to the table. And what we did was we formulated a system that with 36 or so events, we did, of course, you can't cook every weekend. And some weekends have two events on a weekend, so we factored all that into play. So we thought that a realistic approach would be if a cook team went to about half the events that they could in a year, about half of them, back, Tim, like you did in 06, about
mm-hmm.
half of them, we felt like that was a good representation for somebody to be crowned the state champion. They need to cook about half of them. So we came up with a formula to do the 12 best scores. If you don't make the 12, of course, you know, you're not gonna really be in the running. But if you do over the 12, we're gonna drop the lowest of your scores out and just use your 12 highest ones. So that incents somebody to keep on plugging at it, try for a better shot. If they score, for example, a 14.5 in an event, and they want to better that score, if they can knock that 14.5 out and replace it with a higher number, going down the road somewhere. But I believe, Tim, and like I say, that the board very, very carefully went over the scenarios and weighting things, and we looked at all possible concepts, and we went back to the original. That's what we went to, back to the original. Of course, we upped the number of contests a little bit. But what do you think, Tim? You were the NBA champion, the inaugural champion. How do you feel about where we went this year?
Yeah, I like it because I think it helps those who maybe can't afford or don't have the time to do more than those allotted, you know, contests. Because, you know, once you got these folks who can cook every single weekend, you kind of get lost in the mix a little bit. And there's some good cookers that kind of get lost in the mix just because of other priorities and other things they have going on. The only thing that you have to do, I think, with this system is you got to kind of put, you know, and some things into perspective. You may go to one contest in the upstate on the same weekend. Let's say there's two or three contests, and it happens sometimes. You go to upstate contest, you may pull a first place, and you can pull a 15-50. And then you may have a contest down in the lower part of the state, and you might pull third place at a 15-70. So it's just going to be,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because there's going to be some strategy in it too. Because, and I think that's part of it is, you know, I have more fun when I have to. It gets aggravating at the end of the season. I will not have the same opinion, I can guarantee you. But you know, at first it's fun just to go, man. Okay, well, all right, I know I can do good, you know, up in this part of the state. I've done good there before, or so-and-so is cooking this one. Well, I might cook this one, and, you know, there's some strategy that plays into it, and And I don't know, I think it's kind of fun that way, and it makes a great game out of it. And at the end of the season, you're right. I think if you do that many contests, and then, you know, if you're in the top five, you've really shown something, I think, because it's more than just luck by that point. You've definitely, when you pull the three teams in at the end of the season next year, you're going to be looking at the top three teams in the state without a doubt.
Absolutely. Tim, I agree with your thinking, and you're very right, and we're very cognizant of the fact that you could go to, for example, you could go to Seneca and you could win an event with a 15.50, as you mentioned. You could go to another event somewhere in the state, in Charleston or whatnot, and you could come in 10th place with that number. So
mm-hmm.
It's very, very, you know, you've got, like you say, strategy comes into play, a little history, a little bit of regional concept, all that comes into play. But then again, what we're trying to do with the training of the SCBA judges is to level that playing field. In other words, if you went to Seneca and scored that, if you cook that same barbecue in Charleston, we're hoping for you to score that same score. That's our goal, and that's our training pattern, is to increase the awareness of our judges to make that happen. So hopefully that's in the future. We're making a lot of progress with that, Tim.
Yeah, and I can attest to that happening to me before, and I was impressed because I remember several years back, the Shriner event in Myrtle Beach, Smoke at the Beach, had two contests you could enter. You could do what we call the pro side, which was the guys that cooked the circuit every weekend, and then they had a Shriner side, but to kind of they didn't have that many Shriners show up, so they went ahead and let the pro guys turn in on the Shriner side as well. So I turned into the exact same box. I mean, there was nothing different than these boxes. Exact same box. Two different turn-in times, an hour apart, so you know they went to two different tables, and I got a second place on both boxes. And I had almost the exact score within a few tenths. And so I was impressed with the level of judging there, you know. And, you know, but you got to remember, too, I don't think you're going to be able to purge all of that out, because when you're talking about scores different in one part of the state versus the other part, you're not talking of big differences. You're talking sometimes 3-4 decimal places in some cases. So when you think about a 1550 versus a 1570, it's so minute, you know. Now, the us cookers, it's huge, but it's just, you know, that's still good barbecue, you know. And I like the way you guys have established an average, and I think you have a good scoring system there. And, I'm excited about it. I like the system. I think it's going to go well. I think you're going to see more teams this year out there. It's going to be competitive. It's definitely going to be an exciting year.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking for more events. We're looking for more teams, more cook teams. I noticed on the message boards, got people interested in buying cookers, buying equipment, buying trailers. This all indicates to me that they're looking to start cooking.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We've got lots of interest. Most of our standby cookers, I call them the regulars. Most of the regulars are on board and ready to go for the new year. New people coming on board would be a challenge to some of your older guys, you know.
Yep.
I think we're growing. Popularity, notoriety, the South Carolina barbecue. Of course, one of our teams went out to Las Vegas in the World Championships and did fourth and fourth. So, you know, South Carolina is definitely making a mark in the barbecue world, and I'm really, really proud of the effort that everybody's put into it, you and Mark, and just everybody in general has really pitched in, and South Carolina's getting some big attention now.
They really are. Well said. Well said.
I tell you what we're going to do, Mark. We're going to open the lines, let Garland and Brian in on this, and let each one of them make one comment. We're going to go over a few things, and we got a little bit of extra time here, so we got a few more minutes here. Garland, Brian, your mics are live. Start with you, Garland. You got a comment?
I agree with Maury and Tim there, JT, that the scoring system is definitely going to be interesting this year. I think it does open it up for more competition. Competition is good. It's going to make it. It's going to raise the South Carolina barbecue quality.
How about you, Brian? Brian?
Well, he might have a bad signal.
He sounds like a bad signal there. So anyway,
okay. I'm back with you. I'm back with you. Right. I had a bad connection there, but I got you squared away. I think it's a good change to the system. I think it's going to be competitive. I still think the good barbecue cookers that have used the old system and have scored well and have finished first, second, third in the past couple of years are going to be right back in the mix fighting for it again. So I invite all coming challengers. Come on, let's get it on.
Good deal.
Yeah.
It's always great to have you guys on. Garland, Brian, Maury, well, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to call in tonight. We hope y'all have a great Christmas. We look forward to seeing you, as they say, I guess, in the smoke next year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Good night, guys. And Tim, I guess that wraps up another show for us there, huh?
It does, it does. But before we end, I would love to let our listeners and everyone know about a special award that Smoking Coals has received. This is a national award, and I would just love for you to kind of tell our listeners about the great news you received this week.
All right, we'll save that for last. And that was the Best of the Best Barbecue Competition this week for the National Barbecue Sauce Festival, Barbecue Festival, and they have a sauce division. Smoking Coals took four places and competed in four divisions. And did top tens in all four. Tomato Mild was 10th. Let's see, the Tomato Spicy. Pulling all my notes out here. We finished 6th then. Fruit Mild, we finished 8th. Fruit Spicy, 1st. And that gave us the grand championship overall. And let's see, Dimple Sweet was reserve grand. So there was almost 30 teams in there. Like I say, it's a national competition. They have folks doing the judging over a couple weeks there. It was a very prestigious award. We're going to be in the barbecue, National Barbecue News. We have one part of the win was an advertising contract with them, so we'll be doing some ads in there over the next first part of next year, kind of promote our sauces and rubs a little more, and we're pretty excited about that. That was a good way to start Monday morning off. I got an email at 7 o'clock with everything listed on there, so I kind of scrolled through, and I went, 10th, 8th, And then we got down to the bottom and realized we were grand champion. I said, you know what, that's okay. A 10th and 8th is pretty good if you get grand champion out of it, you know.
Absolutely. That's just awesome. That's just well said. And I know that our listeners may not know how, but you sponsor a good bit of teams, and you sponsor them over several different judging organizations, and your sauces and your teams are always hitting. It was just impressive to listen to the stats, and maybe we'll do that on the next show, is get you to rattle off the stats of where your teams have been finishing using your products, because it's absolutely just very impressive. So we really appreciate everything you do for as far as the competition world, Mark.
Well, it's always fun for us. We have some good teams working, you and Garland and Brian and Brad Cave for sure. He probably competes over four or five different organizations for sure, and it's nice to have some good guys out there, some good cooks out there that helps put all the pieces together, and it worked out good for us. We're also going to be in the National Barbecue Association's conference down in Mobile in February. We'll be competing with both dry rubs and sauces down there, so I hope we get some good news out of that as well. And I guess we're about ready to wrap it up. I know there's a few folks that we need to thank just for the past 6 months allowing us to do all this. Daryl Mass with Barbecue Superstars. And, of course, I always thank my wife and kids for putting up with me doing a radio show once a week. It takes a little time out of their Thursday afternoon or Thursday night for it. Lang Smokers, Backwoods Smokers, Alvaron Cookers, ITS Integrations helps us with a website. Patrick Carlson, that did our logo. Divine Design has helped us with some stuff as well. South Carolina Ford. And you got someone you would like to thank before we close it out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always like to say a special hello out to Judy, who's listening to us live in North Charleston. Always a special hello out to Bessie Bonds, also tuning in, and my wife and kids. And also definitely want to put a shout-out to my firewood guy, Daryl Wiggins, 514 Jump. Just got a new load of pecan wood in the other day. And also definitely wanted to tell you to please try delicious desserts with Laney Cohen here in Somerville, South Carolina. So thanks to everybody, and we wish everybody a Merry Christmas from the Barbecue Shop Talk crew.
The last thing is go Gamecocks, Outback Bowl on January 1st at a 1 p.m. kickoff time. Go Cocks. And everyone, Merry Christmas and good night.
Merry Christmas.